Hello, I'm Andrew Shields, a trustee of the Chartered Banker Institute. Even as professionals working in banking, we might not fully understand the mysteries of how payments happen, whether from our employer to our bank or as we tap a button to repay our friends. Although we are customers too, people that don't work in banking might expect us to understand these mysteries more than most. As someone who has enjoyed a long and varied career in banking, I've seen many changes, but the pace of change in this core banking service is phenomenal. With new payment requirements coming into effect in the UK later in 2024, we bring you a new podcast series entitled Banking Transformations, a Deep Dive into Modern Payment Services. This podcast series is designed to bring you up to speed with the evolving landscape of payment services. We will delve into the role of PayUK, the system behind our banking systems, and how it is helping to shape the UK's banking sector with innovative solutions and the challenges it works to address. Through our conversations, we aim to build your expertise and enhance your professional development, provide insights into the workings of PayUK and the future of payment services. As we progress, we will encourage your active engagement, inviting you to contribute ideas and perspectives for further episodes and questions that we can put to PayUK that could help them understand your roles better, allowing them to refine and enhance their services. Changes to payment services and their associated role in addressing and preventing fraud are high on the agenda in the UK and at a global level. This series will give you the extra layer of expertise you need on these developments, enabling you to have informed discussions about the future of the payments landscape and to learn some of the techniques and strategies you might want to think about deploying in your role as a responsible banker. I hope you will gain lots of helpful insights from these episodes and encourage you to subscribe so that you don't miss future episodes, which will be dropping soon. And I'm joined this morning by Kate Frankish, who is Chief Business Development Officer at PayUK. So Kate, please tell us a little about your role at PayUK and what your organisation does, please.
Yeah, sure. Good morning, Andrew. So as you said, I'm Kate Frankish. I'm Chief Business Development Officer at Pay.UK. And I'm responsible for all of the products and services that we offer to the banks and payment systems participants that use our payment services. Just to give you a bit of background for me, I've worked in banking for far too many years through many different banks, through Bank of Scotland, Royal Bank of Scotland, Tesco Bank, and latterly Barclays before I came in to do a central payments role. So let me then talk a little bit about what Pay.UK does. It's a bit of an unknown brand that sits in the background. So we were formed in 2018, amalgamating four companies. And that was the BAX Scheme Company, Faster Payment Scheme Company, Check and Credit Clearing, and Payments UK. And Pay.UK was pulled together and born from a payment system regulator driven piece of industry work to deliver a new payments blueprint for the UK. And what's key to understand is previously Pay.UK was, and VocaLink, who's the infrastructure provider, the scheme companies were owned by member banks. And now since 2018, we form an independent payment system operator company, and we're not for profit. And our purpose is to power payments, champion innovation, and give the UK choice in how it pays. And what do? Let me simplify it for you. We run the schemes, we manage systemic risk, and we make sure everyday payments flow without interruption. And to give you an idea of scale, every day we process over £20 billion worth of payments. And as well as our main payment schemes, we also run services such as the current account switching service and the cash ISA switching service, and also confirmation of pay, which recently hit a £2 billion service, and confirmation of pay, which recently hit 2 billion uses. We also have a number of other smaller services, but fundamentally we sit at the centre and we work with the banks and payment services providers to allow them to make payments and for payments to flow well in the UK.
Thank you, Kate. So our members might not see firsthand the partnership between PayUK and their day-to-day work in the bank. Could you explain how PayUK's systems and services integrate with the bank's existing infrastructure, please?
Yes, sure, Andrew. So we work closely with your payment teams. We manage incidents with them, we manage costs and budgeting, and we work with them on developing new products and services. And how do banks connect with us? That's a great question. And there are lots of different ways that banks can connect into the central infrastructure that we run. There are payments gateways, some APIs, lots of different methods to make sure that when a customer at your end, either a consumer or a business customer, initiates a payment, that the payment can actually flow between your bank and the bank it's intended to be received by. And if you think about it, without a system like Pay.UK at the centre, each bank would have to have bilateral connections with each other, which would be messy and expensive. So that's how we try and deliver efficiency to the industry and make those connections between each bank. The other key element that we enable for the banking industry is the settlement cycles with the Bank of England. So during each working day, there are a number of settlement cycles which net off the money that's owed between each bank, depending on how many payments have gone. So this increases efficiency as well, netting off the movement of money. The other part of the jigsaw as well is standards. Now, in payments, you need to be able to speak in the same language from one bank to another. And that's where we set standards as the UK's Payment Standards Authority. And that's really making sure there's a common language and that payment messages can be interpreted at each end of the chain. And then the last point, which I touched on in my introduction, was about managing systemic risk for the industry. So that's really important that we are monitoring all of the participants in the payments ecosystem, making sure there aren't any bad actors in there, and making sure everybody abides by the rules that we set within our schemes so that everything runs smoothly on a day-to-day basis.
Thanks, Kate. You've probably already touched upon the answers to part of this question already, but just to clarify, how do PayUK services enhance the efficiency and security of a bank's payment processing?
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. So from an efficiency perspective, logically, it makes sense to have a central function that makes sure payments can move from one bank to another seamlessly, and that each bank doesn't have to set up loads and loads of connections. If you think about when open banking was set up, for example, the need for standards at the centre and a directory service so that each bank could connect with each other. Well, Pay.UK is similar but different. I suppose we've had schemes and the payment infrastructure around for many, many years. In fact, BACS is nearly 60 years old. But we are at the centre, we provide that capability between banks to connect. And then from a risk management perspective, that's key. Now, whilst we, as a payments ecosystem, everybody wants there to be innovation, of course they do. The other thing that we don't want is for bad actors to get into the system and to cause issues for everybody who uses the payment schemes. So that's one of our key roles and one of the areas that one of our regulators called FMID, which is part of the Bank of England, really focus on, which is all around holding us to account, holding our feet to the floor to make sure that we manage systemic risk, that we understand what's happening, and that we use information and trends to make sure that we work with all of our direct customers to reduce risk wherever possible.
Thanks, Kate. And that leads on nicely to my final question in this first podcast, which is, payments is an area which is increasingly complex to navigate from a regulatory perspective. So how is the work you're doing at PUK helping to support banks in complying with regulatory standards and requirements, please?
Payments is complex. And one of the things we try and do is make it simple, which isn't easy to do, I must admit. So talk about regulators. So we are regulated by two different regulators. I touched on earlier EFMID, the Bank of England, and they are solely focused on resilience and robustness and making sure that we don't do something at the centre which could bring the whole UK economy down fundamentally, which is quite scary when you think about it. And then we've got the Payment Systems Regulator, who are focused on innovation and competition in the market, and they want to encourage others to become a payment service provider, to drive innovation into the market and make sure that there's a good competitive tension. So that's kind of tricky in one way, but good in another, that there are two different focuses from our regulators. Now, we receive directions from these regulators to do particular things, but we also support the banking industry to be able to comply with their regulatory requirements, which come from a number of different regulators also. And if I touch on a good example of this that's really current, and we'll talk about in our next set of podcasts in more detail, is the new authorized push payment reimbursement regime. So in that, we as the payment system operator are directed to, first of all, change our faster payment rules to include the new regime requirements, and secondly, to track and report compliance to those rules to the PSR. But we're not just doing that, we're also supporting the industry with a whole of market claims management solution to support efficient processing. So making sure that each bank, each end of a claim for a reimbursement, is able to speak to each other with standardized methodology and make sure they can work a claim in a very efficient way. So we'll talk about this in a lot more detail in the next podcast episode, but where we can, we will go further to make sure, even if the direction on us as a PSO is limited, that we also look at, okay, does there need to be central functionality or central capability that lets the industry run smoothly and enables the industry to meet their regulatory requirements as well.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, Kate. And that really concludes the questions in this first podcast, which is the first in a series from the Chartered Banker Institute. And I'd just like to thank you very much, Kate, for joining me today, and look forward to our episode 2 in this series. Thanks again for today.